Howdy, and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is Week 9, Day 3 of the study of Revelation. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Revelation 18, 11 through 24. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. Click subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Store to get this Bible study 5 days a week for your commute, workout, or wherever else you may listen. I want to encourage you to do something very special over the next few weeks. Lauren Cunningham, founder of Youth with a Mission, has asked us to pray to end Bible poverty worldwide. We need believers and unbelievers reading the Bible so they can know God. Would you consider praying to end Bible poverty on a weekly and daily basis? If so, would you please go to endbiblepovertynow.com and sign up to pray? Let's pray before we start today. Lord, would you end Bible poverty worldwide? Would you cause your people to begin reading your word on a daily basis? Would you provide your beautiful word to every tongue on earth and raise up translators, messengers, and missionaries and workers for your global harvest through your word? In Jesus' name, amen. With that, let's jump into the book of Revelation. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Revelation 18, verse 11. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble. Cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh, and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and human beings sold as slaves. They will say, "The fruit you long for is gone from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand far off, terrified at her torment." They will weep and mourn and cry out. Before we go on to that, let's pause there one moment and let's just look back at this. You know, yesterday we talked about this introduction of Babylon the Great. We were told, this week we've been looking at Babylon the Great and how she's figuratively a prostitute. I mean, this is a bad system worldwide, and it's in a literal city we see that all of this wealth that's generated around the earth will flow from. And so now what we're looking at is we're looking at the lament over Babylon from the kings of the earth and from the merchants of the earth. The kings are going to cry, "Woe, woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon. In 1 hour, your doom has come." We read that yesterday. Now the merchants of the earth, we're looking at them and we're seeing that they will weep and mourn over her because no one will buy their cargoes anymore. As the end times begins to ramp up, as the great tribulation begins to ramp up, we're already told, you know, that there's this Antichrist system is going to require the mark of the beast to buy and sell. So there must have been some kind of free market system going on through Babylon, and now that is shut down. It's not going to be hard or difficult just for believers to buy and sell who don't take the mark of the beast. It's going to be logistically difficult for trade to go on under the system of the beast. We know that the Lord is going to strike the earth with want. You know, we saw that the grain is going to be worth, you know, a day's worth of calories is going to cost a day's wages, you know, and so we looked at that early on in the book of Revelation in the trumpet or in the seal judgments, is that it's going to cost a day's wages just to buy one person's day's worth of calories. And that's meager calories at that, not to mention an entire family. So it's going to be very difficult on planet Earth. So this method of socialism that the Antichrist is going to bring on planet Earth, it's not going to work very well. Through the fact that this never works. This never works how well. When someone wants to control everything, the only people who don't suffer are the ones at top. Everyone else suffers greatly. Between that system that he's going to bring into place and the punishment that the Lord is going to pour out on the people of the earth for the mark of the beast, it's going to be very difficult. And so these merchants are now weeping because everything has gotten more difficult, especially now that Babylon is destroyed. This is going to be probably the principal port in some form or fashion, you know, for the whole earth. And here we see everything that, Babylon, that flowed out of Babylon. And the interesting thing is there's all of these beautiful things that are here, gold and silver and precious stones, fine linen, scarlet cloth and woods and bronze and iron and marble and all of the things that people need to make elegant things, wine and olive oil and flour and wheat. So elegant, decadent food and buildings and structures. You know, in recent years, we have seen a move toward luxury building like never before in human history. I mean, for most of human history, to be able to live in luxury accommodations, it was for kings and extremely wealthy people. But there's been enough peace and stability for most of the earth for these luxury accommodations to explode, even while poverty is increasing at an exponential rate. And so the divide between the haves and have-nots, and understand that this is not a capitalism or socialism thing. This is not a world system. This is a human greed problem. And under any system, socialism or capitalism, human greed, when unchecked, will run rampant. And that's exactly what we see here right now on planet Earth. In 2016, the divide between wealthy and poor is growing at an exponential rate. And as people are struggling more and more in the United States and worldwide, more and more people are building super luxurious places to live. And that is what Babylon will offer at an amazing rate in the future. But the thing that strikes me the most interesting about what Babylon buys and sells is right here at the end of verse 13. It says, human beings sold as slaves. If you're not aware of it, and I pray that you already are, but if you were not already aware, right now, human slavery is at an all-time high. There's never been a time in human history when there's been as much slavery as right now, and I'm speaking of 2016, not this period of time that's coming here in the book of Revelation. I mean right now, today, if you're listening to this in 2016, human slavery is at an all-time high of any point in human history. And it's all from the sex trade. It's all from human trafficking of people against their will. This is not something right now that should shock us, what it's talking about with Babylon. But I find it interesting that Babylon is going to be the seat. I mean, right now, the human trafficking, the human trade right now is very secret. It's underground. But Babylon here, we're told, it's going to bring it above board again. It's going to be normal. It's going to be part of trade. I mean, these merchants are mourning the loss of human beings sold as slaves the same they are bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and spice. I mean, human slavery and trade is going to be as common as that again, like it was during the African slave trade of centuries past. So, what we see here, it's going to be exceedingly heinous. Babylon is going to be very, very bad for planet Earth. So let's move on here. Verse 15 and 16 again. They will weep and mourn, the merchants again. They will weep and mourn and cry out. Verse 16, woe, woe to you, great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. So again, here we see that in a very short period of time, whether literally 1 hour through some kind of nuclear assault or in a very short period of time, in a biblical 1 hour sense, in a very short period of time, is going to be completely destroyed. And this most beautiful decadent city on planet Earth is going to be utterly destroyed. Her smoke will rise from planet Earth. Verse 17, every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and who earn their living from the sea will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, was there ever a city like this great city? They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, woe, woe to you, great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour she has been brought to ruin. Rejoice over her, you heavens. Rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. That is an amazing statement right there. So we've seen the kings of the earth and the merchants, and now the sea captains, the people who run the merchant vessels of the earth. Now they are lamenting over Babylon, but they say something very interesting. They give this prophetic statement is yes, rejoice over her. They understand that her destruction is because she destroyed God's people. Rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, you heavens. Rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. This is God's vengeance against Babylon. Yes, again, we have to understand that in the same way that God raised up Babylon to purify his people Israel, he will allow Babylon to raise up again to purify his bride. And unfortunately, our purification will come through the fires of testing. In the same way you purify gold, Jesus said that you know, we can buy that gold purified by fire. He's talking about us. He will send us through the fires of testing, but we will come out pure. People, I don't desire to go through the fires of testing. The fires of testing don't sound pleasant. It sounds like fire. It sounds like testing. I've never enjoyed that. No one does. I pray for long life. I want long life and health and happiness. I want my children. I want my family to enjoy long life. I want my family. I want everyone I know to enjoy the beautiful benefits that this world has to offer. The Lord has made a good world for us, and I enjoy it. But I don't want to enjoy it so much that I would trade what God has for me forever for a little momentary pleasure. During these days that will come upon the earth, this city Babylon and the system that she will institute across planet earth, she will judge us. It will judge God's people. God will use her to purify us through these fires of testing. And that means persecution, real, actual, worldwide persecution, real martyrdom. We're not talking about trolls not liking your Facebook posts or things like that. We're talking about real persecution and real martyrdom. That's what's coming. But the Lord is going to stand up and fight for us in the end. Let's look at it. Chapter 18, verse 21. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of harpists and musicians, pipers and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No worker of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth. The tragedy that Babylon will be for us as God's people is unspeakable. God is telling us about this on the front end. He's telling us that everything else that we've seen in the book of Revelation right now, God has been kind. He has not dealt with the world in the book of Revelation as they deserve. The full measure of his wrath was withheld. Jesus said that if those days were not cut short, no one would survive. There will be survivors in this time period. I'm going to talk about what that looks like in the next week. but there will be survivors. But this tragedy that will befall God's people is unspeakable and immense. Now is the time to prepare your heart. Now is the time to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit so you will have wisdom if you are one who will go through these days. I don't know when these days will start, but I can guarantee you that if you are on the earth when they do, you will have wanted to have had a history in God. You will have wanted to have cultivated a lifestyle where it was normal for you to engage with the Holy Spirit, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Don't come upon these days with regret. Go into them prepared. Go into these days prepared to love Jesus even unto death. Love life with everything you have, but don't love it so much that you would forfeit your eternity for a little bit extra life now. What God has for us is good. He is good. And eternity is worth it. Eternity is worth it. So I encourage you to meditate over this. Understand the ramifications of what's being spoken here, because even if you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, this system of Babylon, it is going to predate the beginning of the tribulation. This will be leading up to the tribulation period. The Antichrist is going to destroy her early on. He is going to take everything for himself. He's going to hate her and destroy her. So even if you hold to the idea, and if you do, that's fine, but even if you hold to the idea that you will be raptured before the Great Tribulation begins, understand that this predates that. This is before that. Babylon will raise up and will persecute and martyr saints all over the earth before the Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years, even begins. This is going to be a tragic moment on the earth, but God is going to use it for good. God is going to purify his bride, and you will see power. You will see purity. You will see holiness. You will see a move of the Holy Spirit like you've never seen in human history. There'll be more people saved during this period because they will see the power and the reality of God's love and power during this time period. It will be like no other time in human history. It will be exceedingly, exceptionally bad for us as we suffer under the hand of the Babylonian system and the Antichrist, but it will be the greatest outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit in human history. Both and at the same time. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm glad you joined me. As always, I love it when you leave a review on iTunes. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.